KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 8 degrees above zero in Atlantic, and we look for partly cloudy skies today with a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news this morning, the economy is one of the big topics of discussion at this year's annual meeting of the Iowa Association of Electric Cooperatives in West Des Moines. Mark Alps, the CEO of the Southern Iowa Electric Co-op in Bloomfield, says his organization is working hard on economic development policies and projects to keep business in the slow economy going.
Because what builds electric load for small business also makes the community thrive. So we have shared win-win resources trying to make that happen. And we partner with the USDA and the Iowa Area Development Group to partner and make sure that economic development is moving forward.
And that sharing includes partnerships with the USBA and the Iowa Area Development Group. Alps says the issue they face with businesses in Bloomfield are common across the state.
We've had at least a couple of major manufacturers there in our industrial park have closed, and that shut down several jobs in the area. We've had starts and stops on some new development. We've had an increase in load for one of our plastics extrusion companies, but at the same time, they've started and stopped. And I think it has to do with the economy and some other people in the supply chain that went bankrupt.
When it comes to generating power needed for customers, the electric co-ops continue to try and increase renewable sources. IOP says the success in that area depends on location.
Southeast Iowa does not have the same wind resource as they might have in, let's say, Northwest Iowa. And so we've seen less of that. Other areas of the state are much windier than our area. I think solar development is coming along quickly and will be a big player at some point as the prices become more economic.
Legislative issues are usually a hot topic at that annual meeting, but the federal budget stalemate has also impacted those discussions.
There's very little activity going on because of the gridlock in Washington. So even the things that need to be done, whether it be promoting renewable energy or whatever, can't find a legislative vehicle to push it through Congress.
Some 500 electric co-op representatives are attending the meeting that wraps up today in West Des Moines. News time is 8:04.
If you just look at me when he talks, it would be so much easier.
What happened?
I was supposed to unload the shipment from the home office yesterday, but I didn't. I thought he said to call the home office, so I did. I checked in, and they seemed a little curious, but I told them I was just following orders. So today, he called me and chewed me out because the shipment had an urgent order on it. The customer's really upset, and you know that kind of stuff rolls downhill. I swear, I did not hear him say to unload that shipment.
Well, now will you make an appointment with ASI? We can use the money in your Flex account. We need to use it anyway.
I guess. It's better than getting fired.
Are you struggling at work to hear those around you? Misunderstanding orders given by supervisors, or just missing out on jokes around the break table? Untreated hearing loss could be the culprit. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI, and we can help. If you have funds in your Flex account that you need to use or lose by the end of the year, now's a good time to call for an appointment. I'll take the time to answer any questions about your hearing and how it can be improved, and if needed, which hearing device would best fit your loss and your expectations. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
A Southwest Missouri man admitted that he has set fire to trucks at truck stops in six states, including Iowa. Federal prosecutors say 41-year-old Stephen Oakley Price of Licking, Missouri, admitted Thursday that he set fire to tractor-trailer rigs in Missouri, Georgia, Indiana, West Virginia, Iowa, and Illinois between August of 2009 and June of 2010. No one was injured. Price, a truck driver, inserted fuel-soaked materials in or near the wheel wells of tractor-trailer trucks, most of which occurred when the fires started, or were occupied, that is, when the fires started. His employer, Tenet Truck Lines of Orion, Illinois, used a GPS to help law enforcement track Price. He was arrested after a fire June 23, 2010, in Valley Grove, West Virginia. Under a plea agreement, Price will be sentenced to 8 years in federal prison without parole. A rainfall in the states last month had a definite north-south pattern. State climatologist Terry Hilliker says there are some dramatic differences across the state.
Basically, the further northwest you go, the drier November was. However, the southeast part of the state, especially the extreme southeast corner, had a very wet month. Down at Keokuk, for example, over six inches of rain there during November, which is about triple the usual amount for them. Actually, the third wettest November and 140 years of records there.
Hilliker says that, on the other hand, the Sioux Center in northwest Iowa had its fourth driest November on record. The imbalance north and south averaged out when viewed as a whole.
Statewide, if you average it all out, comes out almost exactly normal. 2.11 inches, which is 500 above normal. Yeah, definitely wasn't distributed very evenly over the state.
Hilliker said the year overall is drier than normal, which is a major contrast to the previous 4 years, where we saw wetter than normal years. November continued the moderate trend for temperatures.
Temperatures are running about 4 to 4.5 degrees warmer than usual. In fact, actually most of the month was just at least a little bit above normal, just a few cold days mixed in here and there. So overall, fairly mild month, as was October. And the fall as a whole actually will end up being on the warm side of usual, with a relatively cool September, but with a warmer than usual October and November.
With 1 month remaining in the calendar year, less than a month now, Hilliker says things don't look to be too out of the ordinary.
At the very beginning of the year, the first couple of months were actually well below normal, and so overall, annual average temperature just a little bit above normal, not really by that much, but a warmer than usual year to date thus far. And on the rainfall end of things, running drier than usual, not really by a whole lot. Again, we had a relatively wet first half of the year, as a very dry second half in most areas of the state.
And Hilliker says the current weather pattern suggests a little warmer than normal December, with nothing out of the ordinary for precipitation. Here in Atlantic, the average high for the month of November was 51 degrees, and that was about 3 degrees above normal. We also set a record high temperature for November 24th of 68 degrees. The average low for the month was 27, which was also just slightly warmer than normal. Precipitation, including rain and melted snow last month, amounted to a total of 2.15 inches, which was just over 7-tenths of an inch above normal for November. Snowfall during the month was just 3-tenths of an inch. The lack of significant rainfall in recent months could make this winter a difficult one for Iowa's water wildlife. Scott Grummer, a fisheries biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says that most lakes, rivers, and streams are low, presenting less than ideal conditions for fish heading into the coldest time of the year.
The potential of anything negatively happening to those fish populations is really going to be determined on what type of winter weather we get in these coming months and prior to, you know, the thaws and the spring melts coming, you know, next spring.
A severe winter with a lot of ice cover would leave many fish without inadequate water or oxygen. The greatest threat is to fish located in rivers.
Going in with low flows and probably the potential for thicker ice cover, it's definitely going to be more of a challenge for those populations to get through the winter. But again, if we have a mild winter, not real severe, you know, everything could go through the winter with very little impact. It's just too early to tell. It's kind of determined by what kind of winter weather arrives here in the coming months.
And as we mentioned a few moments ago, precipitation levels vary widely across the state. The National Weather Service reports sections of northern Iowa are up to 10 inches below normal for the year. Much of southeastern Iowa is running 3 inches below normal, while Des Moines has received slightly above normal amounts of rain and snow in 2010. In national news headlines, the unemployment rate is now at its lowest level in more than 2.5 years. It fell last month to 8.6%, which was down from 9%, as employers boosted hiring in response to the slowly improving economy. Employers added 120,000 jobs last month, and the previous 2 months were revised upward. Still, one reason the rate fell so much was because about 315,000 people gave up looking for work and were no longer counted as being unemployed. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is expected to travel to his home state of Georgia today to talk one-on-one with his wife and to assess whether he should stay in the campaign. Cain has denied having a 13-year affair with a Georgia woman and making unwanted sexual advances to other women. But Cain told the Fox News Channel that every time a new allegation is reported in the media, it, quote, hurts my family and my wife, and it hurts me. Western states are expected to get a break today from the rare, fierce winds that have knocked down trees, power lines, and even big trucks, and have been feeding wildfires in northern California. Forecasters say the blustery weather will eventually hit Oklahoma, Missouri, and Indiana. News time is 8:11.
Life is too precious to miss even one thing, any time of year, but especially during the holidays. For most of us, this special time is filled with joy as we gather with our loved ones. But for someone with untreated hearing loss, it can be a time of confusion and distress. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist of ASI. With the holiday season so near, now is the time to consider whether or not you're going to be able to actually participate in the festivities. If you're having difficulty hearing people talk in a crowded room, having trouble following a conversation, or just feel like you're missing out, you may have a hearing loss. If you're not sure, now would be a good time to call for a hearing evaluation. I'll take the time to answer any questions about your hearing and how it can be improved. And if needed, which hearing device would best fit your loss and your expectations. So as the holidays approach, wouldn't it be a great time of year to hear all that you've been missing? Conversations with family and friends, office get-togethers, singing Christmas carols, and even listening to the Christmas story. Don't miss a single moment now or at any time of the year. Call ASI today with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In our funeral announcements, George Sipker, age 83, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for George Sipker will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Hockenbury, England Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Helen Tam, age 92, of Panora, died November 23rd. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be held today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Kenneth Kenny Gipple, age 73, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kenny Gipple will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Virgil Martin, age 92, and Evelyn Martin, age 89, of Fontenelle, died at Mercy Hospice in Johnston earlier this week. Funeral services for Virgil and Evelyn Martin will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Betty Mader, age 81, of Creston, died Wednesday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Betty Mader will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Lola McLaren, age 95, of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lola McLaren will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church in rural Messina. The Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Jeanette Thompson, age 90, of Avoca, died Thursday in Harlan. Services for Jeanette Thompson are currently pending with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. That's a look at the news this hour, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, reporting.